Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Gerald Callahan on their big bull sale coming up. We're back with Gerald in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
The spring bull sale season is underway, and one of the bigger sales around will be Express Ranch's sale on Friday, March 5th. Gerald Callahan is president, CEO of Express Ranches. He says for the set of bulls that they're selling here in 2021, several key characteristics have surfaced and are kind of the calling card of this year's class of bulls.
Yeah, we've got 500 and some bulls again this year, 470 Angus and 50-some Herefords. We have several of our customers that use both breeds and use an F1 black baldy female. This offering, I think, is probably the best offering that we've ever had with regard to that spread, that difference between birth and yearling. We've got a lot of bulls that have explosive growth, I think, in this offering. We try to put a lot of emphasis, though, on phenotype, and we still think that's important because within phenotype, you also get the whole structure, the skeletal structure, the feet and legs, and the bulls have got to stand up. And you have a docility EPD, which is about disposition, but we put a lot of emphasis on disposition. I guess as we get older and our crew gets older and a lot of our clients are getting older as well, that there's a lot of economic importance to disposition, to docility. And we keep putting more and more pressure on docility and disposition, and we've eliminated sire lines here that we think are just a little too aggressive, a little too high-headed. And so I think this offering is probably better with regard to docility. I think this offering is better as with regard to growth. And I think this offering is probably a little better also with regard to marbling.
And the way that Express and so many seed stock operations are marketing today compared to a quarter of a century ago is amazing.
We video every bull now. We have the spreadsheets that you can sort. We'll be on live auction and on Superior video. And so we'll have a lot more people that buy off the video today than we didn't have anybody then because we didn't use it. We'll have people that come in early. We also have more and more people that actually give us their order that we worked with over a period of time that has confidence in us, that call us, and we guarantee that they'll like the product sight unseen. And they have Kevin Hefner or myself or Donnie Robertson actually handle their order. Then those bulls get delivered to them. And so yeah, there's been quite a change in the industry and a lot of these customers that we worked with for a while. We think we understand, we visit with them what they want, and we try to supply them with what they want.
For the folks that are going to actually be here on site, you give them a lot of opportunity to look over the offering ahead of the sale itself.
Yeah, the bulls will all be here the day before. They'll be pinned. There'll be maps that show which pens each of the bulls are in. We basically sell in catalog order, so the bulls will be pinned accordingly so that they're easy for people to look at. We'll have a little steak dinner the night before for those that want to come. We're conscious of the health precautions, and so we'll make it we'll keep social distancing in mind, but we'll also not limit people's ability to look and make buying decisions. All the bulls will be outside in the wide open air, and so we'll do the best we can and keep in mind people's safety as well. We'll have all the bulls where they're easy and convenient for people to go through.
President of Express Ranches, Gerald Callahan. That spring bull sale for Express happening on Friday, March 5th. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.